whatever God has for me, whatever He has for the group of ministers that will be meeting there, I would just ask that you would pray. I just want God's heart walking into it. I just want to meet Him there. And He can do that right here, but this happens to be a specific place that He's calling me to, so I go with anticipation. So if you would, just please pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. I want to share, we took a step of faith in bringing Lee Eddie out here, and hold on a minute. Hope to be honest. Anybody in here ever smoke and doesn't smoke anymore? If you used to smoke and you don't smoke, get up there and lay hands on this man and pray for this man. Is there anybody in here that has never smoked a cigarette or anything in a day in their life? Cindy, you walk in the kingship of that. You've ruled over it in your life. Would you please come and lay hands on that man? There's power and authority in the priesthood. These have walked in His shoes. These know they've been there the same way that Jesus is our high priest. And they are walking in the freedom of it. They walk in a priestly authority. Those that haven't smoked ever in their life walk in a kingly authority. And when you get both of them together, there is power of God released into your life. Things are breaking and we're having church. Dave, I need to show you something real quick. We're going to turn this around. I'm going to show you how to get this in the power of God. You said left to your own devices, you will leave here and go get a pack of cigarettes. Okay? You cursed yourself right there. You already know what your mind's going to do when you walk out of this place today. Okay? You already determined it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Here's the stronghold. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." There's the stronghold. Your imagination exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Only God knows what you're going to do when you leave here today. So if you let your imagination get in the way, it becomes a stronghold, and you begin to exalt yourself against the knowledge of God. "I will do what I want to do." Okay? So here's the key. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Not just bringing it into captivity, but bringing it to Him in that captivity. "Lord, in my own mind, I will talk myself into going and getting a pack of cigarettes today. Lord, here it is. Lord, what do you want me to do with it?" So close your eyes. Yeah, turn your phone off first. Yeah. So, it says to bring it, it's not just bring it into captivity. You can't just control your thoughts, can you? But you can take them captive, and you can be honest before God and say, "Lord, this is how I feel, this is what I'm thinking, and I know you're the only one that knows. My thoughts are exalting themselves against you, Lord. What is your knowledge of this? What do you say?" Now you've taken a thought, you've taken authority over it, you're bringing it to Him. So close your eyes. Somebody wants to get a hold of you really bad. We'll wait. Okay. Lord, Dave says that he will leave here today and go get a pack of cigarettes. What do you say to it? No, you won't. Okay. Lord, Dave's imagination will tell him that he needs that cigarette. What do you say? Now bring it into the obedience. The head game doesn't have to happen. That battle's already won. Because where the truth is, it'll set you free. Where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom. That was truth that He just spoke to you. No, you aren't. It was truth that He just spoke to you, and you heard it. I'm not telling you what He said. I'm just repeating what, I'm bearing witness of what He said. You said, "I need this cigarette." He said, "No, you don't." So now I ask Him, "Lord, what do I need?"
God.
You just need Him. You grab the cigarette, usually because the emotions are wound or the nerves are wound, something's wound up and you're looking for comfort, and we grab the cigarette and we... When He's given us the Holy Spirit as our comforter. He's already comforted us. We get wound up with things that are going on in our family, with our children, with our, all over the place. We get wound up over all of these things, worried about people. And we smoke or drink or we do all of these things because we're trying to calm ourselves down because we know we can't fix it. But He said He gave us the Holy Spirit as our comforter. So the first thing I better do is, Lord, I need to feel Your presence right now, because Lord, in my mind and my emotions, I'm worrying about those that I love. I'm worrying about all of these things. I worry about my finances. I worry about all of these things. Lord, I want to hear what You say. And He begins to speak love, and He begins to speak comfort, and He begins to reassure, and He begins to comfort you. And next thing you know, really, there's no need for the cigarette. So we stand as a witness in here today that the Spirit of God has spoken to you and said, you don't need that cigarette, and you're not going to go get them. And we bear witness of that with you today. And where two or three are, we establish it. Right? There's a purpose of the witness. You humbled yourself, you came out, now we stand and bear witness of what God told you in the Spirit here today. Freedom, brother. Lord, I thank You. God, I love You. Lord, we love You and we praise You and we thank You. Lord, bring us closer, Lord. Each and every day, each and every moment, Lord, where we begin to put our hand and our ear upon the heart of God. That we would find Your heartbeat, O God. Lord, when we've come to that place of knowing Your love, Lord, all the fear is gone. All the condemnation is gone. All the judgment is gone. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. What I started to say before I was so wonderfully interrupted. We took a step of faith as a church body in December and began to share how I felt God wanted us to walk in some of the things we've learned and apply them, and wanted to receive a love offering for Lee Eddie by faith before he even came, before he was here, that it would completely free us to receive and free him up to be able to just freely give the Word of God without any strings attached. And we were able to, at the beginning of January, send a check for $1,000. And 50 more came in before he was, and when he got here, there was 50 more that came in, and we were able to bless him with that. And in all of the years that Lee has been ministering, he has never had anybody do that before. And then, if that wasn't enough, when we received a love offering for the young woman that was behind his pulpit on Sunday when he was with us, we were able to bless her with $225. And I want to thank you as a pastor. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I bless you. I'm so excited with what God is doing in this body and in our hearts. It's not about the money. We stepped out in faith. And that's what pleases the Father. And that was an expression of our heart and our love and our faith when we sent that to Lee. And it blessed him. And it completely just opened up in the Spirit. There were no hindrances. There were no problems. And this morning he was able to present it to the young woman that filled his pulpit. Her name was Brittany Westerfield. And she had done messages before, but they were always about 30 minutes long. And she was excited when she talked to him last Sunday. She preached for an hour and 15 minutes. So Lord, I thank You that we could be a part we could be a part of what you were doing, not just here, but there. Lord, I don't have to completely understand it, but I know by receiving that love offering, the things that we were stepping out in faith to do, it broke things in the Spirit so that there would be a freedom there and a power there, and a freedom in her that you could speak your word through. Lord, we bless them right now. I thank you for Lee and his heart and Roxanne, Lord, and his heart to come and minister. We bless them. We bless their church, Lord. I thank you for each person that's here this morning. I bless them this morning. I thank you for my brothers and sisters, for my family. And Lord, may we be obedient to what you're calling us to, Lord. May we be obedient to get rid of the judgment, that freedom could come, Lord. That we would renounce the judgments and unforgiveness of our past, Lord God, that you could truly be God in this place. That we would be an overcoming people that are washed by the blood of the Lamb. That we'll proclaim the word of our testimony, Lord, those things that you have spoken to each one of us. And Lord, that we would love not our souls even unto death. And in it, Lord, we overcome the accusation. We overcome the accuser of the brethren, Lord, and we overcome the accusation of our fellow man. We walk in freedom from it. We bless those that curse us. We bless and do not curse. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. And all of this is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And all the saints said, amen. Amen. So be it. Thank you, Lord.
One last thing I'd like to ask this morning. She has relapsed on drugs, and she knows God, and I would like you guys to please pray for her, and I would like to get her back with her family, who really does love her, and not just love her to say they do, and that drug has taken control of her, so I really appreciate it if you guys can pray for her. Thank you.
Well, we pray for Jessica right now. Lord, the world's busy looking at all the negative things in her life, but Lord, we choose to see that she is a child of God. And we bless her right now, Lord, that you would send people into her life that would speak life into her, Lord, and they would not curse. They would not bring more death into her life, oh God. But Lord, I pray that you would send people into her life. That you would move, Lord God, and speak to her, Lord, that she would know that the living God is in pursuit of her soul. In pursuit of her heart. Because you love her. We bless her right now. She would receive the word of God, the word of life that is spoken into her. We bless her right now with a heart and the ability to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and to walk in the freedom of it. We bless her, Lord, with healing in the wounds of her soul. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you all. I love you very much.